Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Functional Longevity Podcast, where we give you insight on how to get fit, feel younger, and live better. I'm your host, Chris Borda, best-selling author and owner of Yes Fitness. Let me first thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to listen to what I have to say. I don't take that for granted, and I hope today's information is helpful for you. Before we get started, let me thank our sponsor as well, Yes Fitness. Most people lose the ability to enjoy life as they age. At Yes Fitness, we help people age 40 plus get fit so they can live longer and enjoy those extra years doing the things they love to do. Now, some real quick housekeeping here. If you want to get a transcript or a time scan of today's broadcast, you can head on over to yesfitnessct.com. Right across the top, you see a button for podcast, and it will give you access to any one of our now 292 episodes. You can also get this broadcast wherever podcasts can be found. A little known secret to happy, healthy aging. Today, we're diving into the fascinating realm of staying fit as we age. Now, many of us might think that as we get older, it's time to slow down, take it easy. But research suggests otherwise. I'm 65 years old. Sometimes I just don't want to get my butt up off that couch. And some of this is certainly due to the loss of NAD plus as we age. But a key to longevity is staying active and exercising. And I know my friends talk about it all the time as well, that they just don't seem like they have the same get up and go as they used to have. And that is the case. But we need to do our best to try to stay active and exercise to continue to live the life that we want to live. So let's keep in mind, staying active and exercise, especially exercise. It's thought of all the time just to lose weight, but there is a plethora of benefits. So let's to exercise other than just losing weight. So let's just stop thinking about the sole purpose of exercise is to lose weight. So we'll start by talking about the brain. Not many organs are more important than the brain to be able to enjoy life. In fact, if you want to reduce your risk of dementia, start counting your steps. So according to a study taken, between 3,800 and 9,800 steps a day can significantly help reduce the risk of mental decline. It's got to get up and move. But it's not just about the steps. It's also about maintaining mobility as we age. So exercise, number one, can improve our cognitive functions. It's not all just about the body, right? It's not just about exercise. It's not just about losing weight and what our physique is. Aside from the physical health benefits, staying active as we age can significantly improve mental health. Even gentle exercise releases those feel-good endorphins, improving mood and reducing feelings of depression and anxiety. But it goes deeper. Regular movement can enhance cognitive function, such as hand-eye coordination, memory, and strategic thinking, potentially reducing the risk of dementia. Engaging activities that bring joy can improve overall mental well-being and quality of life. So let's keep moving. Research consistently demonstrates that staying active as we age doesn't just benefit our physical health, but also significantly enhances our mental well-being. So we have a study published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, highlights how even gentle exercise can release those endorphins and boost that move. Just gentle exercise. It reduces symptoms of depression and anxiety amongst older adults. Furthermore, a comprehensive meta-analysis published in the Archives of Internal Medicine concludes that regular physical activity can improve various cognitive functions, including memory, attention, and processing speed, thereby potentially lowering the risk of dementia. So by keeping our bodies moving, we're also nourishing our minds. It's probably the most important thing you can do for your mind is exercise. I know they always say play board games and challenge your mind with cognitive things like crossword puzzles. But I think the research might show that exercise is even more important. So let's head on to number two. So it mitigates the negative effects of boredom. So you probably never even thought about boredom as far as exercise. But as we age, boredom becomes more prevalent. and it can have detrimental effects on mental health. Boredom can lead to anxiety, depression, poor sleep, and cognitive decline, all things we don't want. But fear not, maintaining mobility can be a powerful antidote to boredom. Whether it's trying new experiences, embarking on the road of trips, taking road trips, picking up new hobbies, or staying active, older adults can overcome boredom and enhance cognitive function. So let's keep those minds engaged and active. Boredom can creep up on us as we age, posing a risk of mental health and overall well-being. However, research suggests that maintaining mobility can serve as a powerful antidote to this boredom. So we've got a study in a Journal of Aging. So it's a Journal of Aging Studies. And it reveals that engaging in physical activities, embracing novel experiences, can significantly boost mood and cognitive function, effectively reducing the likelihood of boredom-related issues such as anxiety, depression, and cognitive decline. All things that we want to definitely stay away from. So staying active and continuously challenging ourselves can starve off boredom and keep our minds sharp and engaged. Number three, it's helped prevent isolation and loneliness. Loneliness and isolation, as we know, are common challenges among older adults, and they are deadly. Isolation is deadly. But staying active can help reduce these feelings by up to 30%. Engaging in physical activity not only improves physical health, but also fosters meaningful relationships. Whether it's joining an exercise class, gardening, or taking a walk, staying active helps build connections and enhances overall quality of life. So let's get out there and connect. It's because loneliness and isolation are formidable challenges. For many older adults, but staying physically active can help alleviate these feelings. Research published in the Journal of Aging and Health indicates that regular physical activity can reduce severe loneliness and social isolation, again, by up to 30%. That same number, 30%, fostering a greater sense of purpose and resilience among older individuals. So engaging in activities such as group exercise classes, and these community events or volunteering not only promotes physical health, but also facilitates meaningful social connections. So lace up those sneakers and reach out to others, even if it's for a walk with your neighbor. It's good for both body and soul. And four, it provides a sense of purpose. We know how important purpose is for longevity. Maintaining mobility gives seniors a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Engaging in hobbies, trying new things, or simply relishing in the freedom to move around helps seniors feel positive about aging. By prioritizing activities that promote mobility and independence, older adults can navigate challenges more effectively and enjoy a healthier quality of life. So let's embrace mobility and live life to its fullest for as long as we can. Maintaining mobility just isn't about moving our bodies. It's also about nourishing our spirits and finding fulfillment in our lives. So we have a study published in Gerontologist reveals that seniors who actively engage in hobbies, pursue new interests, and prioritize physical activity report higher levels of satisfaction with aging and overall quality of life. By embracing activities that promote mobility and independence, older adults can cultivate a sense of purpose and resilience, enable them to navigate life's challenges with optimism and grace. Remember, mobility isn't just about being able to stand or walk. It's about everyday activities like climbing stairs, keeping balance, moving freely without pain. If you listen to me, you know how important strength training is to me, and it's a key component to staying strong. Just being able strong enough to do the things we love to do, to get out there and move. So if you need help with strength training, give me a buzz. I'll help you. I just had a friend reach out to me on Facebook. He lives in Florida, good friend, all the way back in high school, and asked me some tips about strength training and some other health ailments that he's dealing with. Just hit me up. I'd be more than happy to help you. This is what I do. This is my why in life. So let's prioritize staying active and maintain our independence as we age. So that's all for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Chris Borda. Until next time, we will give you more information on how to get fit, feel longer, and keep better, keep moving, and stay healthy.